When you die, it's not the end, it's the beginning.
Man, I'm so glad you're dead.
I'm so glad you're dead too.
You can't actually go back to Von Divid.
Why not? I want to go home.
I can put you on a groovy little planet called Earth.
Best in Galaxy Episode 1, Sons of the Stars, the novel. Available on Amazon now. Audiobook available on Audible.
Hey, Pinky Snatchy, looks like we're going on a road trip.
Well, this is becoming a right old wiggy mess, isn't it?
The Star Wars Best in Galaxy podcast, sponsored by Mace Windows and Qui-Gon Dry Gin, for when only a Force spirit will do.
Great to see a new Death Star in development.
Well, I'm not so sure. I'm glad a new Death Star is being made. I think they could have changed the name. It's a bit, you know, Death Star. Happy Moon would have been better. We discussed it before. But if you're going to build something, build the structure first.
Absolutely.
It's like a half-eaten piece of cheese. It's like a half-eaten Edam.
Yeah.
It's not ideal.
Do you think he's going to get us to go and be Imperial gunners again? I don't want to do that
again. I didn't like the idea of genocide.
No, or blowing ourselves up again.
Yeah, well, we're already dead, but not now.
Technically, yeah.
If we killed ourselves again, who knows the future?
Absolutely. Right.
Vader's going to email you on your watch.
Which I'm looking at.
Yeah, good. So he's going to tell us what to do.
Listen, we've just come back off leave. Chill out.
No, don't chill out. Look, get back on the terminal. Get back in the gears of the job.
Whoa. What's that? That shuttle over there. Look, it's flying a bit casual, isn't it?
Yeah. If someone said to me, how do you fly casual? I'd have gone, that's nonsense. You can't fly casual.
Well.
But seeing that now, that's the most casual flying shuttle I've ever seen.
It's got tinted windows, like sunglasses. It's got trainers on the landing feet.
Yeah, unbelievable.
That's casual as you like,
mate. That's ridiculous, isn't it?
We better see what they're doing. What should we say?
Well, that's the script.
Oh, okay.
It's like loads of questions we're going to ask them. We've got to press the button. How do you hail that one rather than the other one?
What do you mean?
Well, like, there's loads of shuttles. How do we hail that one?
I don't know. There's a little kind of cross-patch thing, you know, like the old telecom thing.
Yes. Yeah, why not? Yeah, that'll do. Hello, this is operator.
Which one is it? There's so many wires.
I guess that all the ones come up, it's blinking. Looks like Shuttle Tidarian.
The casual shuttle.
Press that one. You do it.
Right, here we go. Line one. Shuttle Tidarium, we have you on our screen now. Please identify.
Less aggressive.
Oh, hello, Shuttle Tidarium. Just letting you know we've got you on our screen now. If you could identify yourselves, that'd be amazing. Hello?
Guys?
If they don't go for this, Chewie, we're going to have to get out of here pretty quick.
I'll do it, Han. Just leave it to me. Hello, this is Shuttle Tidarium.
Hello, Shuttle Tidarium. Nice to meet you.
Can't say the same, to be honest. This is business. There's nothing suspect about it. Let us in. Pass us through.
He seems pretty honest.
He's not casual, is he?
Have you got commander name?
Yes, heat room temperature.
Right. Heat room temperature. I'll just see if we've got him in the files.
I know. I've got a Rolodex here.
Sorry. Do you mean Dave Celsius?
No. I mean room temperature. This has happened all my life. I've been confused with Dave Celsius, John Fahrenheit. Pete, room temperature.
I've got him. No, I've got him.
Have you got him?
Yeah. It's an old name, but it checks out.
Oh, okay.
It's an old commander, yeah.
Okay, I'm just making conversation here. Where are you actually going?
Well, we're coming on to the Death Star.
Are you?
Don't think you are.
No, we're not.
From your trajectory, I'd have said you were heading for the moon of Endor.
Yeah. That's exactly where we were. I just said the Death Star to test you guys. I'm not sure whether you're legit.
You've got us.
It works both ways.
Well, actually, technically, we are on leave. So.
Yeah, good point. Maybe we should let him through.
Hey, what are your numbers?
The line's breaking.
Do you know what?
Up.
Just to go through.
Go through.
That's too close.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he was a bit narky, that geezer, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, you know, that's the Empire there. They mean business.
Whoa.
What's that?
Darth on the hologram watch.
Yeah, yeah. The right prop. Yeah, it's vital.
Oh,
no, it's come off.
Put your tie on.
I've got my tie. Get your watch back on.
I've
gone for a double Windsor knot.
Put another tie on.
No,
it's
but
not
I've
smart
gone
enough.
For a double Windsor. All right, I'll do a. Yeah,
One more.
No, I can't. It's too high. I can't get my head. It means my neck's too high.
See.
Yeah, right.
Hello, my boys. Hi, boys. Hey.
How you doing, Mr. Vader?
Really cool, boys.
You alright?
Yeah, absolutely fine. It's great to have you back, boys.
Back in the game.
Yeah.
Holiday was good, vacation was good, but, you know, we want to hit the ground running, get some Empire stuff done. Yeah.
Hey, get back to work, you little man. We shoot you.
Darth?
I'll be too sexy.
You take care, little mug.
I'll be there in a second. Just give me 2 minutes.
Yeah, you can clean your arsehole, sir. I'll be right here, waiting. Hurry up.
Well, I'm technically on a break anyway, so...
You don't get right through, eh, son?
Darth?
Sorry about that.
Darth.
No, I'll be 2 minutes. Okay.
Who's...
Pardon?
That was...
You know I said I had business partner.
Yeah, equal parts.
So, that was... he's on coding or something. He doesn't know what he's saying. So, anyway, don't worry about that. I've got great news for you guys. I've got you a new job.
Oh, it's not the Gunners. You know we don't feel good about
that. Oh, no. I think you're going to like this a lot.
Okay, all right. Straighten my ties.
You, Guns, are going to be my personal Royal Guards.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
Wow. Stooch is literally speechless about this. You could see him on the hologram.
He's
blown away.
Well, I'm a boy.
Do we get the full hat and the uniform?
Yeah.
And we don't have to do the bathing thing. You know, there was an issue with the bathing. We didn't want to bathe you. None of that. Yeah. Just full on guarding, yeah?
Yep, you should stand there with
Get the pikes. Get the force pikes. Yeah, of course we get the force pikes. Of course we get the Royal Guards, yeah?
Do you know what? If you just make your way up to second floor, we'll get you fitted out.
I'm so excited. I'm really excited. All right. Okay. We'll see you in a bit. Thanks,
okay.
Man.
We'll
thanks.
See you soon. Okay. All right. Okay. I'll see you soon.
See ya. Hey.
Bye.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Oh, finally! I mean, since you remember that we were in that induction day in the big hangar and we could have done any kind of job, I knew we were set to be Royal Guards and they said we weren't tall enough.
I thought our heads were supposed to be longer.
Yeah, but apparently we've worked so hard, I reckon. It's just that he's going to have a special, like, tailored uniform, maybe just for us.
We're the top boys.
Yeah, we're the top boys. We're the top boys in the Empire. You know what the whole point of this is, man? It's to get the stories to bring back. What better story is this? Our story.
Yeah.
It's ours. It's all about us, man.
Oh.
We're it. We're the story.
We're the story.
It's going to end with, like, oh, and they became the Royal Guards, and then maybe, who knows?
Who knows?
Maybe we could become a Vader or something, I don't know. Maybe we could become partners.
Yeah.
With, what's his name?
Yeah.
God, okay. Four-way partnership.
Right, should we get the express lift for easier scene transition?
Yes, please.
Excellent. Okay, here we go. Here it is.
Oh, it's arrived straight away. How convenient.
In 5 footsteps.
Oh, we were walking that whole time, as the sound effects will bear out. Won't they?
Right, okay. What did you say? Second floor?
Second floor. But that is the top floor.
Okay,
it's the penthouse.
Get in.
I'm in.
Is that you?
I'm excited. I'm excited.
Absolutely.
But I'm getting out now.
Do you know what? Have this.
Oh!
There we go.
That mixture, it's cancelled it out, though.
It has its face
It's like
out.
A double negative. Woofed it around. We're going to come out and those little red lights are going to come on.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. And then we'll walk through.
Right. Here we go. We're here.
Boom, boom,
we're,
boom, boom,
we've arrived at the floor.
Oh, you can do sound effects. You don't need
me. We've arrived at the floor.
All right.
Look at that.
So, like, look, right. Because you've never had a real job, right?
Nor have you.
I have, sort of.
Bullshit.
I did once. I like shine shoes. So, like, you've got to look confident, but not too confident.
Can I have one of your ties?
Yeah.
Because the Emperor's here, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Take this one.
Have we got enough ties?
Probably don't. But they're partners, man, so it'd be kind.
This is the only room, the Emperor's room.
Yeah, we're totally...
We've got to go in there.
We're standing here having this conversation, and they're standing there. They can see us.
Yeah.
We look like dicks.
Okay, right, ready?
All right,
okay.
Here's a tie. Hey.
Oh, who are you? You came out the lift, the lights went up, boop, 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 all that.
Yeah.
And then you proceeded to talk to each other for God knows how long.
Where's Darth?
Don't worry about that, my son. Do you know who I am?
I do, actually.
You're in the presence of greatness here.
Sir, pleasure to serve.
So good.
Keep it coming.
I'd just like to say, we're not going to let you down. I'm sure Darth has told you all about us.
No, I don't know. What do you mean you ain't going to let me down? You're just up here for a meet and greet.
We're here to be Royal Guards.
Royal Guards?
Yeah.
You two?
Yeah, no, because, like, I'm Patch and Stooch, and we've sort of been working with Mr. Vader.
Mr. Vader. Who is he? Don't even know. I've got loads of people on my staff. Big guy.
Tall,
black
shiny,
bloke.
Yeah, shiny,
oh,
shiny helmet.
There
he
is.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, sorry,
I
just been to the toilet.
Listen, Vader, right? What's been going on here?
Oh.
Well, shut up. What's all this I've been hearing? You've been getting these two to be Royal Guards.
Yeah, well, not Royal Guards, you know what I mean? Like,
because, you know, we've got two outfits.
Yeah.
And Lenny and Bruce have got them.
Yeah, I realise this. What I do,
but we've, like, Royal Guards for Darth Vader, not Royal...
He's going to get Royal Guards?
Guys, let me deal with this. Could you just go, you know...
No. I'll deal with this, son. You don't get Royal Guards. I'll send you off with, 10 Stormtroopers.
Sir, right? I mean...
You are my frontline man. You ain't nothing.
Chief, we're partners, come on.
We ain't partners. I'll send you off. You might die. I'll get another one.
Chief, can I have a private word, please?
What?
Just this over here.
Okay.
Okay, look, listen. Just... I need to look good in front of these guys. These are my top men, okay?
Right, and that makes you feel big, does it? You're acting like the big boss around here.
Well, you know, I'm just up from what I understood. We were kind of equal partners.
I feel like you're not representing me very well at all. Everyone around here thinks, oh, Darth Vader, he's a boss. No one knows about me. What's going on?
Well, of course I know about you.
What, you tell them, do you?
Yeah, of course I tell them all the time, guy.
Right, listen.
Right.
I'll let them be royal... Well, they won't be royal guards. They'll be guards of a sort. They'll have a different colour outfit.
Man.
For you.
Okay.
Doing your favour here.
Okay, yeah.
But you got to go over to them and say, this guy, Palpatine, Alpha Palpatine, is the dog's bollocks, and my helmet is his litter tray. Don't worry about dogs not having litter trays. I know it don't make literal sense. But I want you to say that.
Okay, so if I say that, I can have them as guards, yeah?
You can give them a red tea towel and we'll call them special guards.
Okay, so what have I got to say again?
This is why I don't go to you for this kind of stuff.
Well,
you say Alpha Palpatine, repeat it.
Alpha Palpatine.
Is the dog's bollocks.
Is the dog's bollocks.
And my helmet.
And my helmet.
Is his litter tray.
Is his litter tray. Yeah. Okay. Guys, sorry about that.
No worries.
Sorry, my business partner's a little bit on edge at the moment.
See, running an empire, I'm sure, stresses you out.
Well, we're all both running the empire.
Say it!
Okay, now listen, Alpha Palpatine is the dog's bollocks. My helmet is Lizard's tray.
Sorry, I didn't know that was it.
I said my helmet is Lizera.
Your helmet, I didn't...
I said my helmet is his litter tray.
A litter tray for a dog?
So, anyway, long
story. Are you okay? Are you...
Yeah, absolutely fine.
You seem like you're... Not crying, but like you can kind of feel that...
Listen, guys, I'm a bit stressed out because of my son and all the issues that he's causing at the moment. I tell you what, I've got your jobs as your special guards. You're not royal guards, you're special guards.
That's better, yeah?
Yeah. If you go over to the corner there, so you find two red tea towels, you put those over your arms, that's your uniform. You don't get a sweaty uniform where you have to, you know, sweat in, which is great. Yeah.
Okay.
You good with that?
I guess so. Yeah. It's no.
Yeah.
So just a tea towel over the arm.
Just yeah.
Do we do the dishes?
Whatever you want. No, just you know, I have a bit of time to myself.
Yeah. Look, and hey, look, just don't worry about it, man.
Hey, I'm not worried about anything.
Well, with you, man, don't worry. Okay. Cool.
I'm not letting anyone do anything.
All right.
So don't give me that. Okay.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to shout at you guys.
You're a good guy. Just remember that, okay?
Vader, mate, sorry to interrupt. So it's time for the helmet to come off.
Oh, God.
Let's go.
Okay, guys, can you just leave for a second? I need to do something.
Okay.
Okay, what, now?
Right now.
Okay.
You look like a scoop of raspberry ripple, Sam. You mug.
Thank you, sir.
Oi.
What?
Come over here.
What are you doing?
Don't you talk back to me, Sam.
Why are you doing that with your foot?
Well, I'm just rubbing on the carpet.
Okay, what do you want me over here for?
Just come here, come, get a little bit longer.
Okay.
It's almost there, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Just stay there.
Okay.
Very loyal, that's what I like about you.
Well, come on.
Put your finger out.
Oh, yeah, like this?
Yeah, right. Come here.
Ow! What was that?
Every time,
you
son.
You just electric fingered me again.
Well, yeah.
Why, when are you going to show me how to do that as well? Come on.
Well, it's not hard, mate. I mean, I just rubbed my foot on the carpet. You mug.
That was tense, wasn't it?
Oh, that was awful.
I just think, I thought Vader's boss. I never thought...
Whoa. It's not his boss.
Yeah, he is.
No, they're equal partners.
No, they're not.
No, they what? Are.
I don't think you'd take that from a partner.
Yeah, you would.
He's called the Emperor.
Yeah, but...
Darth is hardly like...
I think Darth is hardly like, actually.
I think it's just a made-up title. It's like supervisor. I don't think it's a real thing.
I can report you for saying that.
Well, report me to the Emperor. Who are you going to report me to?
Well, I'll report you to Darth Vader.
Well, report me to Darth Vader, but he's not the
know?
Boss.
I'm putting it, I'm
don't actually do that.
All right.
Don't actually do that.
We'll take back what you just said.
Right, it's an observation. Right. I don't think they are equal partners. Well, socially they're not. What do you reckon? That was a two-way conversation.
Look, sorry, mate. I'm in a bit of a bad mood.
The electric fingered him.
Oh, no. I'm in a bit of a bad mood because I don't think we're cutting him.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Because the things, I thought that guy, right, even if they are partners.
He made us feel really shit.
Well, and he made Vader feel shit as well. Yeah. I thought that was off. So,
what?
I reckon we should become, like, the best special guards
the
ever.
Elite.
Like, the best of the best.
Yeah.
You know, like so that he goes, I've only got royal guards. I wish I had special guards like Vader.
Special.
And then, like, Vader will be the top dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and Vader will electric finger him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We suck, man.
Yeah, we're not very good, are we? We're carrying around tea towels like a butler.
Well, yeah, because you're carrying your arm like that. I'm wearing it over my shoulder.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's why you should do it like that.
So what are we going to do?
All right, so we need to be, like, you know, more authoritarian, a bit more like empire.
Yeah.
A bit more like boom, like strict, okay. Professional, elite.
Yeah.
Who have we spoken to recently who was elite?
Corporal Fahrenheit.
That wasn't... Room temperature.
Yeah.
That's his
Captain
name.
Captain Royal Room Temperature.
Yeah, yeah.
He was really authoritarian.
He was like, all like, oh, this is the rules, and I do the rules, and we'll be like, yeah, he's going to Endor.
Let's go to Endor.
Let's go to Endor.
Find him.
Meet him. And then we'll go, oh, mate, we'll give him like a couple of credits. And we go, like, can you just give us a few tips on how to be a bit more pro?
Yeah.
Because
yeah, yeah.
We can't ask Vader, because Vader will be like, oh, I thought you were pro.
Yeah.
You're not pro. Yeah. So he'll tell us how to do it. And then we'll come back and we'll be like, hey, Emperor, check out how professional we are now.
Yeah.
Oh, this is such a good idea.
Okay, shuttle. We need a shuttle.
Oh, there's one there.
Oh, yeah.
It's all fueled.
Oh, we were talking in the shuttle bay all along.
Oh, that's why it's so echoey.
Yeah.
Remember to put that effect on. Yeah. Oh, so echoey.
Okay.
Echoey. Oh, all right. Well.
Keys. Under the wheel rim. Always under the wheel rim.
Yeah, or in the... Under the...
I've got them.
The visor. What are they called? The bit that flips down.
Yeah, there's...
the flippy
sun visor.
Sun visor.
Yeah.
Are they called that?
Anyway, yes! I've got them, but it doesn't matter. So, let's go.
Oh, while you're going, because Vader, we should tell Vader. I know, give him a text going,
oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, we got this. We're your special guys. Call him Top Chap, he likes it. No, he doesn't like that yet.
Not yet.
Yeah. Cool, go like, hey, Matt. No, hey, boss.
Hey, boss.
Hey, boss.
Yeah.
Going to Endor on some special guard duty.
Doing it.
Thanks. Excellent. Text. Is that how you text?
Yeah.
Like that. Going down to do some special guarding on Endor. We've had a top tip that he needs some special elite guarding down there.
Yeah.
We're your guys. Consider this job done.
Okay, D-O-N-E.
No kiss, because we're professional.
Okay, right. And I'll put thumbs up emoji. He knows that.
He knows
that. Or A-OK, remember?
A salute, they have a salute emoji.
Have they?
Yeah.
Or the little playful smack on the bum.
No, because
I've done it.
You did the... Oh,
that's all right.
It's just a playful smack on the bum.
Always come back straight away, just with the face with the two eyes. And no expression. So I guess we're good to go.
Yeah, it's because he's been electric fingered.
Yeah.
Like, he's all alert.
Come on, let's not talk about that anymore. Okay. Right, okay, off we go to Endor.
Oh.
Oh, Joel, moving around on his buffing machine. Buff, buff, buff. That's what I like to do. By the way, I'm on the Death Star. I don't know if anyone knew that, but I better add that in. So I'm on the Death Star. That's basically what's happening, and I would better keep saying it so the people know that's where I am. And whoa. Stop my buffing machine. Turn a little light off there. What's this? I got my buffing machine's been broken. What's gone in? Something too big's gone in the buffing machine. Ah, god damn it. Someone's gonna pay for this. Hey, it's a ball. Well, it's a small ball. Looks a little bit like the plans to a Death Star. Oh, what the hell? There's hundreds of dogs.
Ian Bothan, and this is Steve Bothan. Yeah, I'm Brian Bothan. I'm Bossy Bothan. I'm Stuart Bothan. And I'm Manny Bothan. I'm the fastest of all of them. Short Manny. Yeah, I'm the fastest. I'm the fastest. I'm Ian Bothan, and I've got the most relevant name because it sounds like Ian Bothan. But no one gets that bit right. So, anyway, can we have our ball back, please, old Joe?
What? You want this ball? God damn it. This job is so crazy. You know, you're just going round cleaning up, and you think you're going to be cleaning. All of a sudden, what appears to be 100 dogs that talk come at you and start introducing themselves as a goddamn bottom. You didn't get the ball back? You want me to throw it? I'll throw you the goddamn ball, even though I should probably keep hold of it, because it's obviously some secret plans. I'll probably should keep hold of it, but I'm going to throw it for you anyway.
Throw the ball. We're going to go after it.
All right, I'm throwing it. Okay, I pretended to throw it, and then I've not thrown it, you know, and I'm still holding on to it. I'm telling you this because you won't be able to see it.
Let's go get the ball.
Nah, you idiot dogs. I'm throwing it. I'm still holding on to it. I just pretended to throw it.
Manny Bottom. Manny's gone after it. Manny. Where you going, Manny? He hasn't thrown it. Manny. I'm going to get it. Oh, Manny Bottom. I'm Manny Bothan, and I'm dying, just so you know.
Oh, goddamn! I threw that ball straight out into the expanse of space that the little doggy guy, Manny Bothans, died! Oh, no, he went out into space. I don't know how we managed to hear him screaming, because in space, apparently you can't hear people scream. I heard that in a movie trailer once. I can't remember what it was for. I think it might have been a film called Alien. I don't know. Anyway, I probably shouldn't have thrown that out of that, so I better leave and go to my other job. I have many jobs. I'm going to go over to my other job with Admiral Akbar. He don't know what to do with these secret plans.
So you're not going to throw the ball?
No, I'm going to give it to the fish guy.
I like fish.
Shut up. Oh, no. That's like a mixture voice of the two. I'm like old Bothan. Old Joe, cleaning up the hallways. Not in a usual place, in a different place. A Carillion cruiser. I'm sweeping, and that's as much context as we need to continue with the scene without anyone else to guide it. Let's see how the rest of this goes. Oh, I'll just go in this room here onto the control deck. Hey, I'm Akbar. What's hanging, fishy mouth man? Oh, before we get started in talking to each one another, I'm just gonna hand you what looks like the plans to a Death Star. Howdy, Admiral. Why do you sound so strange?
I'm mostly fish. Every now and then I have to breathe by putting a big ball of water in my mouth, and then it goes through my gills. I've got two sets of gills, one on the right side, and then there's the other one on the left-hand side. And then, of course, there's my two children, Gill and Gill. I've got four gills, actually. Anyway, I'm sure you have come in here to talk to me about my... Hold on, I'm running out of oxygen. I said oxygen, I meant water. Oh, this is the messiest bit of the podcast. Joe, what are you doing in here? What are you placing on the floor?
Well, it's kind of quite clear what I'm placing on the floor. They are devices for capturing a mouse. That's what they are.
Well, it's interesting you're here, Joe, because I'm trying to develop my catchphrase. Yeah, I think some of the guys here on this ship would appreciate if I had a catchphrase. You know, like, oh... Who done it? You know, something like that. So I was wondering if you had any ideas for a catchphrase.
Oh, catchphrase? Oh, that's my bag. I found the best way to develop a catchphrase because my catchphrase, you probably know, is I'm an age. You know, sometimes I'm Young Joe and then I'm OJ. It's not my catchphrase. It changes all the time. That's the problem with my one, so it's not so catchy. It's just more of a phrase. But in my experience, and I have a vast experience, of catchphrasing and lexicon and such, I would say you should react to something in the room and take your inspiration from that.
No, I stepped my foot. I put my foot in one of your mouse containment devices. It's a mouse containment device.
Well, that's not all that catchy, Admiral Akbar. If anything, I'm... what are you doing?
I'm running out of... I'm still stuck on this catchphrase. I don't know if you have any other ideas.
No, well, I think the inspiration was good. When your foot went in there, your eyes lit up, and you got big eyes. You know, you got like the eyes of an octopus, you know? Sometimes I think I look in your eyes, and I'm like, God damn, them big. So I think with that look in your eyes, you should just go with someone else, someone from your heart, you know?
I've just stepped in another one of your mouse containment devices. How about I've just stepped into another one of your mouse containment devices?
No, it's just not catchy is a problem. Why don't you go with something like Itza?
It's a hook.
No, that's not it. I mean, we need a hook, but not in the literal sense. It's funny that you would say that, being an amphibian-based man. What is that smell in here, by the way?
Well, I'm afraid it is me. I smell a fish. People often come in here thinking it's a market.
I'm sorry to stop you. I have a question. Why are we here? Normally, you'd have Patch and Stooge, and they would drive the storyline on in a direction
fresh air is supposed to be, but we seem to be here flailing all on our own. And you're just throwing water in your face every 2 minutes, hoping that that's going to do something. And I just don't know what it is we're doing here.
Well, what we are is a cutaway. You know, when they cut away to another scene, this is happening whilst something else is happening elsewhere.
Oh, well, now that's for explaining that, Admiral. Well, I think I've worked out what your catchphrase can be.
Oh, what could it be?
Something smells fishy. How about that? You smell like a fish. Let me just check that I've said everything I wanted to say as Admiral Ackbar. I don't want to miss this opportunity to continue. Why am I saying this is Joe? That doesn't make sense. Okay. Hey, Admiral Ackbar, do you have a lady at home? Or like a missus? You have someone? Because we're at war here. Oh, do you have anyone at home waiting for you?
Well, funny you should ask me that, Joe. It's a real delight that you've asked me. Normally we don't get away with that. They drive the story along, but it's just you and me today. So, I actually recently I've got a partner. We met on Plenty of Fish. we've been seeing each other for a while. Obviously, we had the gills. The sex has been amazing.
You have sex? How does that work?
Well, I have to swim upstream. And then I lay my eggs around the waterfall, and then she comes along, and then... No, actually, she lays the eggs. And then I... Oh, no, hold on. Who was the male? Well, anyway, we do it in a river.
Oh, well, that's interesting to know. Well, I hope you don't feel trapped in that.
Well, sometimes relationships can be a bit like a trap. Oh, hold on, I think I've got an idea for my catchphrase.
Oh, what could that be? Is it something to do with a trap?
No. No, it wasn't that. No, it was... it's gone now, I forgot it. But, I'll think of one. I'll get it, Joe. I'll get a catchphrase.
Oh, well, I better leave now. I think I've running out of water to throw in your mouth when you're talking. You go back to your spinny chair.
Yeah, I'm in my spinny chair. Spin left, spin right, spin back, spin left. Look at these guys in the background. They go and they press buttons. I remember in the films. I don't know what they do. They just press a button and then look at the screen for a bit. Extras.
Yeah, I guess they're extras. Well, you know, there's a lot of glass in your spaceship.
Yeah, it was designed to emulate an aquarium. So I can look at it. I can look at, you know, traps. Traps! Traps! It's a trap!
Yeah, you got it, Admiral. Okay, see you later.
Well, that was an uneventful flight.
Yeah.
To Endor.
No, it didn't document anything.
No.
Flight to me.
I had a snooze.
Yeah.
I had a kick.
Anyway, nice to get a bit of fresh air, isn't it, down here on Endor?
Really lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit like Hastings.
Yeah. So, listen, I reckon we should track the guy.
Oh, yeah, because his shuttle's there and it's clearly empty. All the doors are open.
We can track him in the woods.
Mate, we're a special guards.
Yeah.
We're the elite. Mm. We should be able to track him, blindfold him.
What way do you reckon we should go?
Well, like, wind's blowing south by southwest. Yeah, why not? And
has Endor got poles?
Yes. It has.
Must have.
It must have. They all do. I reckon if I was an elite commander, I would follow the wind.
Right.
Because I'd want to be downwind.
Okay, so let's go this way. Come on.
That seems reasonable.
We're lost. Where's the base?
Hang
on.
There's just trees everywhere. I can't. Stooch! Have you got a blaster or something? I've got nothing.
I've got no weapons.
Do you know, I've got... All right, I'll use my karate.
Just calm down, all right?
Like, don't,
making me nervous.
Just look big, look big, because it could be a wild animal. Don't look small. Put your hands in the air. Put your hands in the air.
Can be your inhaler.
Okay, there you go.
Hey, boys, you lost.
Yeah?
Hello?
No.
Yeah. No, we're not lost.
Who am I?
Yeah, who are you?
I'm Park Ranger Bill.
Oh, thank God.
I work as a park ranger here at the Forest Moon of Endor. It's a national park. And it looked like you two were panicking there.
Just tell him, man. Yeah, we're lost in the woods, man.
I'm a figure of authority. Maybe I could paint the picture of what I look like a little bit with words. And in case anyone was wondering, I've got on brown khaki shorts. And I've got green socks pulled right up tight high. And hiking boots. And I've got a flat hat, which is dark brown. and it's a very flat rim. You know, like how they do in Canadian wildlife? It's a bit like that. And just a kind of, you know, brown shirt. And I got my short pulled up real high. Well, that's enough description of me, yeah, I suppose. I've also got a backpack. Now, like I said earlier on, I'm the park ranger here at the Forest Moon of Andor. Right. It is important that you respect the park whilst you're here. It is a national park in that it is this planet. And so it's all a park. We don't have any buildings.
Yeah.
It's all a park.
I
was going to ask you about those cloths on your arms. What are those tea towels? I'm afraid they may be in violation of the park's code. There's lots of rules here. You need to follow the rules. You can't have a fire here in the park. I can smell matches on you, Stooch. If you can hand those over.
Okay, there we go.
Hand those over. Thank you very much. And a lighter. The lighter you got there. I can smell that there.
Okay, yep.
And
there you go.
Also, if you could hand over that flamethrower, you can get it back. I'll give you a ticket. That's the first rule, no fires in the park. Certainly no burning of corpses. I don't know if you're planning on doing that because those corpses will go up, especially if it's a Jedi. So other rules in the park, do not feed the bears. There's many bears here. They're not very big.
Oh, yeah.
They're around 3 foot high.
Oh.
They look aggressive? Like they dress funny.
They dress?
Yeah, they have hats on, but nothing else. I don't know why.
Sometimes they wear a tabard.
They wear like a tabard, but then the lower area, the area you would think would want to be covered, is completely open.
Quite promiscuous, I'd imagine.
I imagine that's
easy
because,
access.
Well, they've got fur, so I guess they don't need clothes, but they feel the need to wear hats. If you have any food, my advice would be do not hang it from a tree.
If we had some meat, we'd have eaten that.
What I'd do for a pizza.
Hey, are you...
Are you asking me if there is a pizza restaurant on the Forest Moon of Andor?
Well,
pizza
delivery place.
Delivery place.
Pizza bike.
I have a pizza restaurant menu right here in my hand. It's delivered by Speeder Bike. We have the fastest form of pizza delivery.
Cool.
Anywhere in the Forest Moon of Andor. And if you would like a pizza,
I'd love a pizza. Can we borrow that off you?
Yeah, if you got a phone.
What should we have?
Yeah, you've got a phone. He's just got a watch. He's got a, look at it, show me the watch.
Bringing up the watch again. Okay.
Yeah, does this.
That one gets you out of little problems here, there, and everywhere.
He can pay with it as well.
What do you want? Ham.
I want that.
That hung ham.
Hung ham.
Hung ham and pineapple. There we go. I love that.
Hung ham and pineapple.
Hung ham and pineapple.
Artichokes on it as well.
I'll have a slice.
Yeah, you're going to chip in?
No, I haven't got any money. I live on a forest moon.
Okay. Oh, you can have a slice.
Yeah, thanks, Fee.
That's nice of you, boys.
So I'll put the number in. And so two, should we get two? Two hung ham and pineapple.
You just want a slice, yeah?
I'm going to have two slices.
It's a scarab special. It's like a Hawaiian because the beach is...
Get garlic
bread. I don't like pineapple.
Get pineapple on our half. Okay, yeah, so that's two orders. Right, done. Oh, hello. It's here.
Whoa! Oh, I'm on the innit? All right there, boys. Yeah, I got your pizza for you. Ordered it from the me, innit? Yeah.
Oh, whoa, that was quick.
It's a bloody quick. It's the quickest lad to transport in the galaxy, innit?
It's cold, though, which is weird, man.
It's been in a bloody foam thing, innit?
All right, it'll do.
It's not bloody cold.
It's tepid, man. But did you get the garlic breads?
You didn't order garlic bread in the end, did you?
I do believe we did.
Ah, did you? Ah, bollocks. Hang on, 1 second. There you go, it's your garlic bread.
Oh,
back.
Wow, man. That's
quick, innit?
That was a little bit slow.
What a service.
So, what's your name, friend?
My name is Skaldar, the cousin. Died recently, actually. Yaldar, my fourth cousin. He left me a bit of inheritance, like. And I started up a pizza delivery service. I thought, why not? Because I got the bikes. Yeah, I got a couple of bikes if I'm into the inheritance as well for some reason.
It's your gig. It's your...
Just a one-man band, man.
Oh, man. So you do the baking, the delivery, and the whole shooting
bloody
match?
Oh, bloody right. Yeah, the whole shebang.
To see a man doing his, working. His real thing, getting his hands dirty.
Well, fingers in pizzas, you know what I mean?
What else you do? Just pizza on the menu. Do anything else?
Yeah, we do chicken wings.
Oh, mate. Yeah.
You should have ordered some of them. They're bloody good.
I'll take some chicken wings if there are some.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'll go get them.
My spill's going to be massive now.
Sorry, your card's been declined.
Oh. Hey,
Sorry, I got this one. Yeah, I'll put it on mine.
Yeah,
I got the company Empire card.
Archie, I'm glad we got the speeder bike here, because this is the third rule of the park. Do not leave your speeder bike unattended, because the bears will take them.
Okay.
There's a real problem at the moment with joyriding speeder bikes from bears that wear masks. So, I don't know. I can't remember his name. I do believe your name.
Skoda.
It's strange that your name's Skoda when you're on a speeder bike. It's almost like you missed the link there.
Oh, very good. Yeah, very good. Bloody. Right, I'm going to be 1 second. I'll get your chicken wings. I'll come back. Your card's gone through, by the way.
Oh, right, thank you very much.
And I'm back with your chicken wings. There you go.
This is super. I think you're onto a winner here, mate.
Okay, well, I think I've exhausted my time with you.
Bears like your pizza and stuff.
What?
You be making good money over here?
Oh, yeah, the money's not so bad, you know, do all right.
Well, I'll trip advise you straight away and say, like, 5 stars.
Yeah, if you could, that'd be great. Give us a 5-star. Bloody love you forever babies. Okay, right, I'm going to go, so I will leave you to enjoy your pizza. Hope you enjoy it, boys. Goodbye.
See ya.
See you, mate.
Thanks very much for the slice.
He's giving us 2 pineapple ones. Just pick it off. Pick it off. You'll be fine.
Well, all right. Well, okay. Thanks for the pieces.
Nice to meet you anyway.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for the top
remember, no fires in the park.
Absolutely not.
If you have a fire in the park where you start burning corpses, I will not be happy.
Okay.
Well, see you later, boys. I'm going to walk off in...
Just one little thing before you go. Do you know where the Imperial base is? Because we seem to be lost.
You're pointing at it right now. It's almost as if you knew where it was, and then you wanted me to say it was in that direction. So I'm pointing in that direction now, and that's where it is.
Oh, it's right there.
You can see it all the time.
Oh, okay.
I'm heading off in the other direction now, boys.
Lovely to meet you.
Remember about the bears and the corpses. Thanks for the pizza.
No worries, Bill.
I'm pulling up my socks. Remember them? Because I'm going through snake country. All right. See you guys.
Right. Open the door. You got the keys of the base. We got to get back.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Well, hang on. Give me a bit of pizza first.
All right. No, wait until we get inside. Come on. Wait until we get inside. Come on.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Put it on there. Put it on the desk. Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Well, we didn't find that man, did we? Mr. Room Temperature.
I'm too hungry to think about it.
I feel that adventure enough has improved us.
Yeah, look, give me a slice of that pie. Oh, yeah. Delicious.
It's really nice.
Nice pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. What's the meat on it?
I don't know. They hang it, don't they?
Yeah.
They make it mature.
Oh, God, hang on.
Parma ham.
Hang on, look, I've got a text.
I can see it. The watch is taking a battering, isn't it?
Oh, God. We've got to go up to the penthouse suite. He wants us up there.
Oh, right, okay. Vader?
Don't know what for, he hasn't said. He's just put a load of emojis.
What's he got on it?
He's got the up arrow and a big house, and he's got the little time, which is coming up to now. So he's...
And a man skiing, weirdly. Unnecessary. Yeah. So, no. But he's having a good time, that guy, isn't he?
Isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that means we go to the penthouse.
That's right, he's probably in a better mood now. Send a little skiing man. Right.
Okay, right, come on.
All
let's
right,
go.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, let's get in the lift, the express lift again.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, all right, okay, good.
Here it is. Here we go.
It's so express. It's like with it.
That's
not even
you
me.
Haven't.
No, that's the pizza.
What are you eating?
I don't know. Parma ham. I'm sure it's Parma ham.
Here we are. Right, penthouse.
Darth!
Boys, glad you could make it, boys.
Hi, hey, we came as fast as we could, which was express lift, so it was fast.
What's that smell?
It's the pizza, we got a pizza, sorry.
Oh,
I've got a mint,
Yeah,
the ham. Oh, yeah, they said it was ham.
Terrible problem,
yeah.
So, listen, guys.
Yeah.
Got a bit of a special offering.
Oh, you know, we're you guys.
Yeah, I can always rely on you guys. So, you might have got from my little emoji, there's a little skiing man, there's an emoji for his son. Basically, my son's here.
Whoa, okay, alright.
What I need you to do, guys, is I need you to make me look good, okay? So...
We don't even need to make you look good, you do look good.
Yeah, I know, but he's in a little bit of bad mood, so if you can just call me, like, Top Chap or something like
top
that.
Chap.
Top Chap, yeah.
Big boss.
Big boss, top
big
chap.
Boss.
Like, just keep calling me stuff like that. Just
we could do that little ka-cha fingers thing.
Yeah,
like, bang,
yeah.
You're like our best mate, yeah?
That'd be great, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. No, yeah, hey, come on, it's your son.
Okay,
we've got to make you look, all right. Make you look good in front of him.
Yeah.
All right, okay, yeah, no worries. Hey, look, I've got my tea towel. I'll give you a helmet a little buff.
Yeah. That's much better, yeah. Okay, yeah, well, you guys are all over this, so I can rely on you. That's great.
Oh, hang on. The express lift's coming up. Is that him?
Yeah, that's him. So can you just stand over there?
Okay.
Put your details straight, yeah?
Okay, yeah. Okay. Thanks, top chap. Great advice.
Yeah, he's not here yet.
Okay.
Okay, here he comes, here he comes. There's a lift. Oh, God.
Father?
Oh, God. Hi there, Lukey.
Hello, Father. I got your text.
Excellent.
The copyright symbol emoji, which, of course, means meet me in the penthouse.
Of course it does. You got it. He knows his stuff, this guy.
Runs in the blood.
Doesn't he? Yeah.
Why have you got tea towels?
Because we are here to serve any function that our top chap needs.
Right, and these are the sort of guards you can muster, is it?
Yes. Did you say what they call me, by the way? Just for...
What? Top shit? What was it?
Top chap.
Yes, well, you're not exactly my top chap, are you? Shake my hand, by the way. Shake my hand.
Oh, well, should we have a high five? Why are you being like this?
Look at my hand. I think you'll find it's a lovely new robot hand, not my biological hand.
Oh, right, yeah. Very flash.
Wish I could replace everything biological in my life, quite frankly.
Listen, guy, look, I'm sorry about the hand, but you did lose your temper, so...
Well, it was the first time I realised that you were related to me.
Do you want us to... walk away. Do you want to just wait a moment together?
That's fine. Like, you can hear this.
No, I'd guys, go outside.
I've been waiting 20 years to say this, and I'd like you to be here.
We're just going to step outside. Hey, great to meet you.
Lovely to meet you too. Yeah. I hope you get a better job in the future.
Oh, we're very happy with our job, with our top guy over here.
Really?
Our top chap.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, go.
Okay.
Father, you really are hiring quite the idiotic regime at the moment, aren't you?
They're not the regime, actually. They're special troopers. And right. They're my special troopers, and they're my royal guards.
So, you hired them, did you?
I think your attitude is starting to stink.
My attitude is
stinking,
you know?
Your attitude, actually, yes.
You don't pay attention to me for years,
and
then you call me up here,
As soon as I knew, I came to find you, and I got your friends to come, and I had a little table set up with lots of... we didn't get them. Nipples, but you know, I tried to.
You tried to arrest us.
I'm not trying to arrest you at all. You arrested yourself,
Father,
by turning up on a disabled landing pad in Cloud City.
That disabled landing pad wasn't properly signalled.
Well, you can actually technically use that now, so I've done you a favour.
What, by chopping my hand off so I can use disabled bays? Oh, well, thank you very much, Father.
Oh, come on, this is ridiculous. What's this green lightsaber?
It's my new lightsaber.
Oh, you think that flashes up what the kids are using these days, isn't it?
You expect me to use your dirty little hand-me-downs for the rest of my life? I'm a Jedi Knight, Father.
Well, at least make it blue or, you know...
Something. I'll make it green, thank you very much.
What is the matter with you? I mean, I brought you up. Well, actually, no, I didn't bring you up. Sorry. And
I am the result of your incompetence, Father.
Guys,
what?
Look, just saying that the guy on the landing pad has got to go up in the shuttle. So if you could, you know, we've all got to get on board, so...
What guy? Don't you have any power here, Father?
Well, yes, I do. Can you stop saying that?
Look, they should be dancing
to
your tune.
Guys, outside.
I'm just... They've got a timetable they've got to stick to. You know, it's a lot of business going on, you know, with what, the Death Star being constructed and all that. Like,
look, guys, we need to step outside for a second. You'll just wait here, right?
Yes, all right, yeah. I'm not going anywhere.
Well, obviously not. You've got them binders. Right, okay.
Take a moment, man. It's all right.
God, the kids and I, listen, is at that age. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we've all been there, yeah.
So what is it the shuttle needs
to
go?
The landing strip guy, you know, the guy who holds the things and he brings it down, you know, the little things from Top Gun.
Yeah.
He's saying we've got to go because otherwise we're going to miss our window, then we'll have to wait till tomorrow, we'll be able to get up and the Emperor will be angry because we're not there. Look, we've got to go. So get on the shuttle.
Okay, well, I need you to...
Continue on the shuttle.
Okay, I'll get it, man, I'll get it. Just one thing.
Yeah.
When we get there, I need you to turn up the reactor because he used to live on Tatooine, so he's used to heat.
Oh! And that's why he's being all grumpy.
Yeah.
He's chilly.
Yeah, I think that's
God, what a kid.
So.
What a little kid.
So, could you do us a favour?
Oh, tell you what, that's the kind of thing. You're a great dad.
Could you do us a favour and just make sure that reactor's red hot when we get there?
No worries.
I can rely on you, kind of guy.
Yeah, of course you can. No worries.
Great.
Right up, yeah.
You go to the shuttle logo and get him, and we'll regroup when we get up there.
Yeah, we'll fly. You just have the back room. You talk it out, man. Talk it out.
Oh, take a minute. Okay. Thanks, guys.
No worries.
That was awkward, wasn't it?
That was I just don't get that Luke kid. I don't understand, like, he comes
spoiled
from...
Spoiled little
he's
dick.
Like, his dad's, he's a good guy. Very, yeah, like, they're just straight away, like, with the aggressive, with the narkiness. I just all the way up on the shuttle. Do you hear him in the back?
I know.
Oh, anyway, look, let's try to make it decent.
So this reactor, we've got to turn this reactor up.
Because it'll make little Miss Princess Luke have a nice time. All right, yeah. So we've got to turn it up full whack. But it says reactor room that way, so let's go.
Okay, it's down here. Here it is.
Yeah.
Oh, he's out. Hey, I reckon, look, it's, what's his name?
Mr. Beers.
Mr. Beers. Beersy.
Beersy.
Oh, hello.
What are you doing here?
I wasn't smoking. I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
No,
I was just standing here. And holding a
holding a cigarette still in your hand.
Yeah, no, I'm holding it for a friend.
Yeah, there's no one here.
All right, I'm smoking.
You're drinking on duty as well.
We're special guards.
Who made you guards?
We're special
Darth
guards.
Darth Vader, nonetheless.
Darth Vader to you.
Made you
I could report you for that. I'm not quite sure of the ranking system over here.
I don't give a about ranking, because I've got a new job, bitches. I'm joining the First Order.
The who?
The what?
Yeah, I always hated ordering second. You know, when other people their order ahead of me, you know, now I'm joining the First Order, so it's always first in to me. I'm going to have my sandwich before anyone else does, and they're going to be behind me in the queue. I assume that's what the First Order means.
And what are you doing in the First Order? What's your rank?
I'm going to be a general, obviously. I know that's what you're pushing me to say, and I've said it. I'm a general now. I can read between the lines, Stooge. I know what you're trying to push me to do, and I'm going to admit it. I'm going to be a goddamn general, and I'm going to drink beer all day, okay?
Whilst you're here, like, come on, let's just do your job properly here. Come on, can you help us, right?
Yeah, can you help us?
We help you?
Yeah.
Look, well, you hang out down here a bit. We've got to turn the heating up. We've got to turn the reactor up to full for Mr. Vader.
No, not full. He said high. We don't want to turn it up full, otherwise, you know, we could cause an accident.
Well, he knows.
Well, you know.
The
reactor.
Yeah, the reactor. You just press the boo button, you idiot.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember I gave you a job and we talked about that?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, your memories are terrible. And I'm the one drinking. So, yeah, just get the boost. Just come over here with me.
Okay, yeah,
let's
go.
Do some... make sure you stamp loudly so we can hear the footsteps. Yeah. Right, and then we'll go up to this button here and just go, boo. I do the sound.
And all the hygiene guys, that red light is flashing quite a bit now. I mean, I'm not used to these terminals. That does say... That red light is
that
really
red light is really,
that's really
the alarms flashing. Are going off. What's going on?
It's getting really hot in here.
It will get hot, boys, because we've basically set a chain reaction off. If anything falls in that reactor, it's going to be bad news.
It's going to blow sky high.
That's like right up in Emperor Vader's room. Nothing's going to fall through there.
What's this? That?
You dreamers! This drop is longer than you think.
What the?
Oh.
I think that was the Emperor.
Oh, look, everything's gone. It's all gone right.
Hang on, the alarms are going off.
Look, this is, oh, shit. Just go.
Where are you going, Beers?
I'm heading off to Jakku.
Give us a lift, man.
Give me a lift.
Please, we can't be on this. It's going to blow up.
It's a two-seater plane. No, spacecraft. It's a two-seater spacecraft. Where am I going to put all my cores? I have to have all my cores. And I need them. And we've been through so much, boys, but I'm afraid this is it for you. You're going to have to perish
here. We're going to
die. No, I mean, we've been through a lot. You remember the whole Easter egg thing?
Yeah.
Let's hug it out, and then I'll go and live, and you guys will die.
Okay.
He's gone.
Goodbye!
Bye!
look.
Don't use the elevator, because the alarms are going off. There's probably a fire.
Go upstairs.
We'll just go up to the chamber or whatever.
Open the emergency door.
The landing bay where the shuttles are. Quick.
Okay.
Quick. Oh, this is only...
That's one step. Why are you tired after one step? Sorry, I had to come back just to question why you were so out of breath for such a small... Sorry.
Okay, see you later. Busy.
Some phlegm.
There's three more flights. Then we're done.
Okay.
Okay, landing bay. Here we go. Sit here.
Oh, Sammy says.
This land bay, we need to get
ship. Wait, give me a second. I need my inhaler. Right, okay. Right, there's a shuttle over there.
Oh, that's Luke.
Hello, boys. Hello. As you can see, this is both heavy physically and emotionally.
What have you done? What's wrong with Vader?
Look, we had a fight.
Guys weren't getting on, but...
But Darth Vader, my father, has redeemed himself. Absolutely. He threw the Emperor. The Emperor fell down, died, blew up. It was magical. It was magical.
And is he all right?
He's dying.
Boys, I'll be honest with you, boys, I'm not great.
Try not to talk, Father, no one's interested.
Lay him down on the floor.
Oh, don't lay me down, I don't like it, just get me off.
What do you want? Just tell us what you want, you look like shit.
I think I'm dying, guys.
Darth.
A lot of electrics in me, and I think a few suckers have blown. So, I ain't gonna be with you for much longer, I'm afraid, guys.
But you've been with us from the start.
I think it's almost time for me to tap out.
Come on, you run the Empire.
Hey, listen,
you're a big guy. You're a big top chap.
Yeah, I'm your top chap. Yeah,
that's Darthy.
I can't believe I got three of my boys here. It's good to have all that
together in the end.
My top chaps here. Stooge.
Yes, Darth.
We've never spoken much, have we? You know, throughout our time together, and I think it's about time that maybe I gave you a token that shows my appreciation of you. You know, Patchy, I love you. You know,
I love Luke, you too, man.
You're okay. Stitch, I want you to have this. It's my Cloud City tie that you guys bought me from our time in Cloud City together.
Darth, I can't take this. This should go to your son.
Guys, you are my sons.
I feel like...
Darth, don't go.
Mate.
Please don't.
You're...
Darth?
You've been everything to us. Without you, we'd be nothing.
We do need to hurry this up a little.
Listen,
Luke,
both.
Just give us a moment, all right?
Yeah,
I mean, you're like a brother to us, but like an annoying, petulant little brother. This is our...
Darth, look, you're going to go. There's no getting away from that. But what should we do when you die?
Guys, just make sure... that I'm buried and not cremated. I've got a real thing about fire and sand. So just please, just make sure I'm buried. Just one last request. And I'm gonna leave you now, guys.
See you.
Darth.
See you, Darth. Buddy. You're my top chap.
You're our top chap.
You're technically my dad.
Oh my God.
He's gone.
Oh God, I feel really... Oh God!
Listen, the alarms are going off. Let's get out of it. Just get him out of it. We got him.
Luke, can you pick him up?
I've been carrying him for about an hour already.
It's an emotional burden as well, though. Like, all right.
Look, you got his tie. Right. You pick him up.
I'll put the tie around his leg, and we'll drag him.
Drag him. That's what.
I'll take my tie off. Look, we'll make a little.
You've got four ties. We can put one on each limb, and
yeah. We'll just
drag him along the ground.
His head's like banging the floor on the rivets. Oh, this is not elegant, is it?
Just get in the shuttle. Can you drive this?
No, Luke, I can drive. Look,
I'm a Jedi Master. I don't need to drive. I've got people for that.
All right, I'll drive. You drive,
all right?
Okay, right, come on, let's go.
Let's get down. Let's get off this place.
Well... We've got no boss now.
I mean, it's the end of an era.
We're unemployed.
Again. But I don't think it matters. Look, I think we've got our stories, you know.
We've got enough stories.
I think it becomes like the Darth Vader monologues or something like that. We'll tell his story.
Yeah.
Like his relationship with us. It'd be like...
What about telling it from our perspective?
You know, like...
We work for him. We know him well.
It's sort of like a Karate Kid kind of thing. He like adopted us, trained us up.
Yeah.
Made us the men we are today. I feel like a man, you know? I feel good.
That's our story. So we take that story back to George Lucas.
Yeah.
We tell it to him. He'll make the film.
Oh!
And
we
save
the
galaxy.
The Oscars, man. This is amazing.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's like a profound piece of like father-son story, isn't it?
Oh, this is great.
Oh, man. But hey, look.
Okay, well, listen. First things first, we've got to bury Darth Vader. So
let's
come on.
Back to this bonfire.
We're almost... Why is it...
Can you smell that?
It smells like that pizza.
It
smells like human flesh and... electronics.
Oh, yeah, burning LEDs. Burning.
Luke, what are you doing?
You're burning Vader.
You're burning your father.
He specifically asked that he wanted to be cremated, not buried.
You...
The complete opposite.
tit.
I think I know my father, thank you very much.
I think I remember the conversation.
I think we know your father better than you.
He said, we hung out with him a bit more.
He said, I'm sorry about everything being a shit father. Don't marry me.
He would never have cursed.
Oh, whoa, hang on. Burn. What's my Cloud City tie on there? What are you...
Well, that's...
What, it was tied to his legs.
That's
his
possession.
That's his possession. He deserves to go to the afterlife.
He gave it to Stooch.
When I see him as a ghost, I want him to be wearing that tie.
Oh.
Luke, you really are...
A dick.
You're a dick.
You're a dick.
Well, I'm a Jedi Master. Your insults don't mean anything to me. I don't need friends. I've got the Force, thanks.
Oh, yeah. And did the Force tell you that you kissed your sister?
You kissed your sister, man.
You know what they say? The old phrase, two from the same womb shouldn't be in the same room. Naked.
That's Lukey!
Oh, excuse me. I don't want to bring your bus down, but this is a non-flame area, and I can see flames there. There's a corpse in the fire. You can't have a fire. Guys!